And moving about, here it is, the 21st day of March. And I tell you, March is moving right out of here. And we thank God for his keeping power. We thank God for watching over us all night, last night. And here we are, clothed in our right minds this morning. Need I remind you today that if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, where would we be? And so we thank him today for his keeping power. We thank him for including us in his plan for what lies ahead in this day. And I just know that you're eager and you're ready and you're on track in terms of being used by God and making yourself available for what God has for you to do. And so I praise God for each of you today and those who are on the various platforms as we share this inspirational moment. And also, I'm grateful for your continued support as we move forward in this time together. Let me give you the playback number for those who will hear this particular message by playback later. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And as you know, those of you who are at ATOP and in the Memphis area, we welcome and invite you to join us as we are moving forward in our 23-day fast. That's right. We started this past Friday, and here we are now, one, two, three, four. This is the fifth day of our fast. And look, we're going to be fasting all the way up to Easter, Resurrection Sunday. I do want to encourage you to participate and be a part of that. If you haven't received the information, you can go to our website. It's www.anointedtemple.org, and you will see that information on our website. It's really a time of renewal and guidance. It's a time of healing and breakthrough, and we're using as our primary focus the scripture found in 2 Chronicles 7:14, and many of us know that scripture by heart. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will heal their land, and here it is, I will forgive their sins. That's powerful, isn't it? And so I hope and pray that you will be a part of what we are expecting God to do as we come together in this Lenten season, a time where we will renew ourselves, a time where we will seek God's face, a time where we will consecrate ourselves and believe God to do some powerful things in our lives. And I just believe that once we have finished going through this time together of fasting and praying, that we will have a heightened awareness of God's presence in our lives. I believe that God is going to speak to some of us afresh and anew and give us spiritual insight in terms of direction and decisions that we're trying to make. And then we are believing God that some powerful things are going to happen in the life of the church. Lives are going to be changed. People are going to be drawn by the power of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual renewal will take place, and a special grace will be upon the people of God to overcome the attack of the enemy. And so I want to encourage you today to really grab hold of this opportunity as we move forward into the Easter, preparing for Resurrection Sunday. Is the height of the church, in my opinion, one of the most important times in the life of Christendom, when we remember all the sacrifices as we lead up to Good Friday and as we go through Holy Week together and as we prepare to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. And so I want to encourage you to really be a part of this if you have an opportunity to. We have information there that will guide you through the process, the schedule, and some requirements in terms of how you should participate in the things that you should eat. And we're recommending some things that you shouldn't participate in as well. But we praise God for each of you today. And even as I was thinking and meditating and praying and deliberating today over what I would share, I've already read my devotional scripture for this morning, which is found in Acts the 14th chapter and verse number 23. I'll just read that today and then we'll share a few words from another scripture as well. But this is our devotional scripture for our fast. It says, so when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. That's Acts the 14th chapter and verse number 23. This passage really talks about how Paul is going back strengthening the believers, the converts, if you will, after he had established these various churches throughout his missionary journey. And one of the things that he describes here in this particular verse is the fact that he wanted to make sure that as he established churches, that those who were appointed elders in the church, that they would understand the importance and the significance of prayer and fasting. And so it's not something new that we've just started. It's not something new that's just happened. But this was the lifeline, if you will, for the believers in the early church. They prayed and they fasted and they believed God and they stood on what they believed. And you know, what you believe about God is going to make a difference in your situation. Do you believe that God is a healer? You know, we've been talking, preaching and teaching about miracles for the past couple of Sundays now. I'm looking for a miracle. It's not just a little slogan or a little catchphrase, but no, you got to believe that in your heart. You got to believe that God is a miracle working God, because throughout the Bible, we find that there are threads of the miracles that God has performed all the way from Genesis to Revelation. And if God was able to heal and deliver and set free the people in biblical times, that same God is available to us today. The Bible reminds us that he's the same, what, today, yesterday, and forevermore. And so we can trust God even when we can't trace him. And so I don't know your situation or your circumstance. I don't know what you are going through, but all of us stand in need of breakthrough. All of us need God to come and see about us. All of us need God's deliverance. All of us need a miracle to happen in our situations. And many times when we talk about miracles, it's something that's unexplainable. It's something that the natural eye can't conceive. And so when God does a thing in our lives beyond that which we cannot explain, all we can say is that it was nobody but God. Listen, my brother, look this way, my sister. If it had not been for the Lord on our sides, somebody tell me where we would be. And so you just waking up this morning in real sense is a miracle. I tell you, God is a miracle working God. How many of you believe that today? And so we praise God for his keeping power. We praise God for sustaining us. We praise God for yet looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs, and God keeping us through all of the COVID and all of the things that have happened, all of the people who are no longer here, but you're still here. And it's because of the goodness and the grace of God. So we have a right, we have a reason, and we have a responsibility to give God praise. And then we ought to let our light so shine in such a way that others will be able to see God moving and working in our lives. And it will draw attention, not to us, but it will draw attention to the power and the presence of God. You know, we talked about looking for a miracle, and we talked about how we need to make ourselves available. We talked about the leper who worshiped God this past Sunday and the Sunday before, and how God broke protocol, and how this leper broke protocol, and he was willing to come and do something different, something unusual, and how God extended his hand toward him. And need I remind you that just one touch from the master makes all of the difference. Somebody say amen. And some of us have been named by our conditions, but we know a God who's able to look beyond our condition and meet us at the point of our need. So we ought not let the world define to us who we are, but we ought to allow the Word of God to define to us who we are. Even when it looks like our backs are up against the wall and it doesn't look like things are going to line up and we're not getting the breakthrough that we are anticipating, I want to encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because God knows what we need and He knows all about our situations and our circumstances. And so somebody's listening to me today and you're about ready to give up. You tried everything in your own power, but the Word reminds us it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord, that I'll bring that thing to pass. And even as we're in a season of fasting and praying, the Bible also encourages us and lets us know that some things can only happen in our lives when we commit ourselves to the fast and to prayer. This kind, the Bible says, can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. So don't grow weary. Continue to trust the timing of God. Continue to believe that God is a healer and a deliverer. Expect your miracle. Look for your miracle. Anticipate God doing something in a powerful and a significant way that can't be explained in the natural. You know that it has to be a divine power of God that brought that thing to pass. And you have a right and a reason to give God praise, honor, and glory. Throughout the Bible, God has done things that in a real sense were unexplainable. And, you know, there's a passage in John, the third chapter, verse number 11. I'm not going to go all the way into it, but here's what it says. It says, I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but still people do not accept our testimony. Wow, let me say that again. That's John, the third chapter in verse number 11. It says, I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but still people do not accept our testimony. You know, God wants to do something amazing in all of our lives that cannot be explained. God wants to do something that will set the bar in terms of our expectation that we have to say it was an unexplainable power. When was the last time God did something for you that was unexplainable? Was it yesterday? Was it last week? Well, let me just help you to refresh in your mind. Was it last month? Maybe was it a year ago when God did something in your life that was unexplainable? You know, the Bible is clear when it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So without faith, my brother, without faith, my sister, it's impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God, watch this, must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. So we must take the risk, and we must understand that when we trust God, it's worth the risk worth taking. And it's not so that we get the glory, but that God gets all of the praise, honor, and the glory. And this is really what happened with these early believers in the first century church. The word says that they lived and they believed what they had saw and what they had heard. And then that was the power that they used in order to express the gospel to others that were around them. It was the power of the gospel that changed their lives. And they had that unexplainable power. But people knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was something that was not of them, but it had to be of God. And so the power that they possessed drew people to Jesus Christ, not to themselves, but it drew them to Jesus Christ. And here it is, things happen that could not be explained as anything other than the activity of God. I just believe today, my brother, I just believe today, my sister, that God wants to do something in all of our lives that cannot be explained other than the fact that it was the activity of God. And it's that kind of faith that would push us to a place in God where we trust God even when we can't trace him. And so I just believe that God's power will be evident in our lives in this season, and that God will get the glory and all of the honor. God wants to show himself in ways that you and I cannot explain. Let God demonstrate his power in your life and in the place where you work, in the place where you preside. Then you will see he will draw all men unto himself. Well, that's the thought for today. I want to encourage you to read John, the third chapter, and verse number 11. I just use that as a point of reference. We've given you several scriptures today, but even as you make your way, know that the Lord is challenging us to trust him at levels that we've never trusted him before. And I believe that when we put our faith and our trust in God, that God will reveal some things to us that we've never seen before. And the power that we possess will draw others to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so many times we get to a place where we feel as if, you know, we are vulnerable and we don't want to extend ourselves. But our faith says that we have to trust God. Our faith says that we have to believe him. Our faith tells us that we have to call those things that be not as though they already are. We walk by faith and not by sight. And so I want to encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And sometimes the activity of God in your life and in your situation will be unusual, and it will put you to in a place where you will feel as if you're vulnerable and you'll feel as if you're out of control. But when you're out of control, you release yourself to God, and God will take the reins and lead you on. Well, that's the thought for today, and I hope and pray that each of you have a fantastic day today as you make your way. Many of you are already making your way today. But let's have a word of prayer as we prepare to move forward into the remainder of this day. God, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for your word, the truth that's found in your word. We thank you for your promises are sure and your satisfaction is guaranteed. And God, we pray even as the believers of old prayed that you give us the power and the boldness to stand and testify of what you have done in our lives, and that we live our lives in such a way that people will look at us and know that it's an unexplainable power. And so God, we do believe that you are God of miracles. We believe that you are healer, and we know that all power is within your hands, and there's absolutely nothing too hard for you. And so we pray for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, who's yet struggling out there and trying to make sense of it all. Those who are bereaved today, we lift them up before you, and we ask, dear Lord, that you will strengthen them where they're weak and encourage them. Lift up bowed down heads and let them know that it's not over until you say it's over and that help is on the way. So we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. Now, God, even as we make our way into this day, keep us in your care. Watch over us and protect us. We love you, God, more today than we did last night. And we thank you for being our God. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, the playback number is 605-475-3228. Thank you again for being a part of this time together. And don't forget now, keep your spiritual antennas up today, because I believe God is going to use you to do some exceptional things. And people will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was nobody but God. Okay, until next time, you be encouraged.